This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Skirmishes are continuing in areas of Iraq where some of the heaviest fighting in more than a year erupted this week. Mortars have been falling in Baghdad and in Sadr City. Two U.S. Marines died Friday in Najaf. Another U.S. soldier was killed by mortar fire in western Baghdad. Iraqi casualties have reportedly been heavy. NPR's Ivan Watson is on the line from Baghdad. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And update as please as you can about the fighting that's going on today.
Well, Scott, we woke up this morning to the sound of either mortars or rockets falling somewhere in central Baghdad, shaking the windows. And there have been periodic mortar or rockets being lobbed into the city throughout the day, the targets being the Green Zone, that headquarters part of the new Iraqi government and the U.S. military and embassy, also the Palestine Hotel in the center of the city, and several Iraqi ministries as well throughout the city. There have been skirmishes going on in some parts of the Shiite slums to the east of Baghdad. Mm-hmm. They're called Sadr City, where the center of that district is controlled by the militiamen who claim to be loyal to rogue Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. And the entries and exit ways from that district are being blocked by U.S. military vehicles. Further south in Najaf, there are skirmishes being reported. We're not seeing the barrage of rocket fire, of bombardment of suspected militia targets from U.S. helicopters that we saw yesterday. It's not quite as intense, the fighting there, the reports we're hearing. Yesterday, the main bazaar in the center of Najaf basically burnt to the ground. But the skirmishes across many Iraqi cities in the south and center of the country that have large Shiite populations do continue today.
Mm-hmm. Ivan, to what degree can you tell is the Iraqi government trying to broker a ceasefire or directing U.S. or their own Iraqi military efforts?
Well, Scott, I just stepped out of a press conference given by the new Iraqi Prime Minister, Ayad Alawi. And he seems to be leaving the door open to this cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, saying that Sadr is welcome to participate in future elections. He said he's been getting good signs from Sadr, though he hasn't spoken to him directly. And he said point blank, he doesn't believe that the militiamen who claim to be members of Sadr's Mahdi army, he doesn't believe that they truly are. He says they are gangs of criminals who are using Sadr's name to wage battles against the U.S. military and against its allies in the Iraqi security forces and the new Iraqi government. Mm-hmm. Now, some of Sadr's deputies have also been making statements over the past 3 days of fighting, saying that Sadr is also open to negotiating a ceasefire, but he will only do it with the Iraqi government. So both sides on the Iraqi side seem to be open to some kind of negotiation. The question, though, is what are the rank-and-file militiamen going to say, and the U.S. military as well? They come out with much more hawkish responses, talking about destroying each other.
And just in the seconds we have left, Ivan, the Prime Minister's decision to announce the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad for a month. Why does it come now?
Well, they announced that they're going to shut it down for 30 days because Al Jazeera has not been showing a good image of Iraq, that it has been inciting violence. And they're shutting it down for the time being to make Al Jazeera think over its coverage of the country.
NPR's Ivan Watson joining us from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.